Sunday Tama Talk.
Good morning and happy day, friends and listeners. We bring you another engrossing Sunday Dharma Talk by renowned Venerable Prat Thep Yanamangkon. Prat Thep Yanamangkon, or as he is called by close laypersons, Tan Jakun Thep, or Luang Pa, is one of Thailand's most revered meditation masters, Buddhist scholars, and educators. Now on a third term as National Coordinator of the Provincial Meditation Institutes of Thailand, he is also the deeply beloved abbot of Wat Luang Pa Sot, Dhammakaya Ram, in Damdaen Saduak's district of Ratchaburi Province. Venerable Jakun Thep has received honorary doctorates from both Maha Chulalongkorn Ratchavithyalaya University and Maha Mangkut University. He was also bestowed with the Gold Award for Outstanding Contribution to the Dissemination of Buddhism by the Parliamentary Committee on Religion, Arts and Culture in the year 2010. I'm Sakrapan Yemakdun from Thailand, and I will be your moderator today. Welcome to our 65th Sunday Dharma Talk on Radio Thailand's FM 88, 107, 95.5, and AM 918. Last month, Pradet Pakun Pratep Yanamangkon gave us and the Thai government an insightful teaching regarding how we can achieve a fair and just reconciliation for the benefit of all Thais. The main idea for reconciliation was that each party in conflict or dispute should visualize a process of reconciliation that results in conscious actions of goodwill and accommodation according to the Buddha's injunctions and principles. All it takes for effective reconciliation to take place are three relatively simple ingredients: admission of wrongdoings, the makings of amends, and the exercise of restraint in the future to prevent its recurrence. And most important is the act of forgiveness. Lord Buddha stated that, with respect to gaining merit through dana, forgiveness is the highest form of giving that gains the most merit. There could be no better way to ensure lasting amity, unity, harmony, and peace. Namaskar Kap, Pradet Pakun Pratep Yanamangkon, welcome back. Today the focus of our Sunday Dharma Talk will be to encouraging everyone to, with good intentions, to continue to do good or to begin to do wholesome acts while reducing unwholesome acts, as well as to encourage everyone to make sacrifices for the betterment of their family, organizations, society, and the nation. Your Dharma teaching today will give us strength and encouragement to begin or continue to pursue good and sincere intentions and endeavors for the benefit of all.
Jiren Pon to you and our listeners on Radio Thailand. I am glad to be able to provide our listeners with some advice and encouragement to better themselves and others. The Dharma talk delivered today is pertinent to everyone from monks, novices, Buddhists, non-Buddhists, politicians, officials at all levels, business people, farmers, and peoples from all levels of society. Let me start with the words by Lord Buddha. Uttana Vato Satimato Suchikammatsa Nisammakarino Sanyatatsa Cha Tham Machivano Apamattatsa Yaso Pivatati. Prestige for riches, for those with diligence. Prestige for riches, for those with diligence, mindfulness and conscientiousness, pure conduct, careful consideration before acting, moral restraint, right livelihood, and non-heedlessness. According to the Buddha's words, we can see that Lord Buddha emphasized work as a daily routine, including all occupations. Furthermore, he emphasized that prestige arises due to results from working performance or livelihood.
You just mentioned that prestige arises for those with good conduct only. Prestige, or in the Thai vernacular, balami or honor, can be said to be derived only for those with jilatam or virtue, not for those who are involved with abayamukh or destructive ways of squandering wealth and corruption. Could you please explain further the words of Lord Buddha as just mentioned?
Gamma or karma is a volitional action based on deed or conduct through body, speech, and mind. Those who do good in accordance with sila dhamma, or virtue, law, tradition, and moral rules, will always be of good conduct performing wholesome deeds. If not, they commit unwholesome deeds. For those who do good, they will receive good results due to their wholesome deeds or karma. And conversely, those who do evil will receive bad results due to their unwholesome deeds or karma. In Sankhayutta Nikaya, Lord Buddha said, whatever seed one sows, he will receive that result. One who does good will receive good. One who does evil will receive evil. It is better not to do evil, because evil results in harm later. Whatever deeds will not cause harm later are good deeds. It is more noble to do so. So, it is better to avoid all evil and do all good, because good karma brings prosperity, such as gain, rank, grace, and happiness, which bad karma brings grief and destruction, such as loss, obscurity, blame, and pain.
Thank you for your excellent explanation. But a question arises for those who are mixed with moral and immoral behaviors, doing good as well as evil. Why do they still prosper with gain, rank, praise, and happiness? There are many examples of business people, media representatives, and politicians, leaders in our society whose main goal is to selfishly acquire material gain, power, and oppress and intimidate those who would seek to bar them from their unwholesome actions. How would you respond to this?
It really depends on factors of the ripening of good karma, or sampatti in Pali. Those factors include kala sampatti, or fortunate time, kati sampatti, or fortunate birth, upatti sampatti, or fortunate personality and health or physical conditions, and payoga sampatti, or fortunate undertaking. Number one, kala sampatti, or fortunate time, is during the ripening of good karma in effect. That means he is receiving good results of unwholesome karma he committed from the past, which good or bad karma that he is committing is not ripening yet. Kati sampatti, or fortunate birth, is being protected and sustained by good or wholesome karma he committed from the past, from bad or unwholesome karma. As a result, bad or unwholesome karma is lightened. Upatti sampatti, or fortunate personality and health or physical conditions, due to result of good karma mentioned above. As a result, he is characterized with good personality, leadership, good health, and having fortunate undertaking. Number four, payoga sampatti, or fortunate undertaking of qualifications such as knowledge, capability, power, money, companies or authority, of legislation protecting him from bad conduct and sustaining his status. So, these four fortunate factors arise due to the ripening of good or wholesome karma. They slow or delay the ripening of bad or unwholesome karma. Don't worry so much about others' people's karma. They will finally receive the results of their ill intentions and bad unwholesome actions. Let's focus on, so these four fortunate factors arise due to the ripening of good or wholesome karma. They slow or delay the ripening of bad or unwholesome karma. Don't worry so much about other people's karma. They will finally receive the results of their ill intentions and bad unwholesome actions. Let's focus on how we individually can improve our own karma and therefore lead us away from this world of suffering. But we cannot avoid being a member of society, a society that we all wish to be moral and virtuous. Thus, we can all show by our displeasure and objections of bad intent and unwholesome actions of others by making our voices heard through ahimsa or peaceful boycotting of all actions that go against morality and virtue. We should not sit back and let evil intent win, because as the saying goes, all that is necessary for evil to triumph is that good men do nothing.
So that means that karma is an individual matter. There are always causes and consequences, as we know the law of karma. And as we all cannot withdraw from society, but must live together in a shared communal society, we all are protectors of its morals and integrity. Is it possible to explain to us the law of karma?
Yes, karma or karma is a volitional action through body, speech, mind, which one has committed from the past lives up until now. Good and bad karma will dwell in the minds of beings like a flash memory storing all data, and follow a being like a shadow and ripen in good and bad consequences. In this lifetime and next lives, a being will receive bad or good results depending on which karma dominate to ripen. There are 12 types of karma. They are characterized into three groups of four bases on functions, time and order. Number one, ripening of karma based on function. Chanokkam is productive or reproductive karma. It conditions a being after death. Upatthampakakamma is supportive karma, ripening after productive karma. For example, one with bad karma of killing from the past life still lives carelessly in the present lifetime by committing bad karma, such as drinking. Meanwhile, his past bad karma is about to ripen. As a result, he gets into a car accident, causing serious injury or death. Upapilika karma is obstructive karma, which weakens the ripening of productive karma. For example, one is born in a wealthy family due to good karma of generosity from the past life. But this lifetime, he lives heedlessly by getting involved in apayamukha, such as addiction to drugs and gambling and association with fools or bad company. As a result, he loses his fortune, such as destruction of wealth or being cutting off from heritage. Upakata karma is destructive or supplanting karma, which stops the ripening of supportive and obstructive karma, especially for those who commit heinous crimes, which bring immediate results, such as matricide killing an arahant, causing a Buddha to bleed, and schism in the order. Number two, ripening of karma based on time. Titta tam vetaniya karma is karma ripening here and now. Upaccha vetaniya karma Is karma ripening in the next life? Aparapariya vetinijakam. Is karma ripening in subsequent lives? Ahosikam. Is defunct karma. Number 3. Ripening of karma based on order. Kuru karma is veti karma, which dominates any other types of karma, such as committing heinous crimes. Pahula karma is habitual karma. Asanna karma is proximate karma. It ripens when two types of karma above are not in effect. Gatata karma is reserved karma or casual act. It ripens when there are no karma in effect.
So that means that everyone is under the law of karma. No one can escape it, no matter who you are, from the greatest, richest, or most powerful person in the world to a felon in flight. Therefore, we can say that prestige is the level of acceptance, respect, and praise due to virtues and the consequence of good conduct only. We can give as well as withhold to whom we give our respect and admiration based on the morals, integrity, and virtues that they show. As mentioned earlier, Lord Buddha said, prestige flourishes for those with diligence, mindfulness, and conscience. Pure conduct, careful consideration before actions, moral restraint, right livelihood, and non-heedlessness. Could you please explain the meanings of those virtues to our listeners, please?
Of course. Let me explain word by word. Diligence is performing faultless work, conducting one's work commendably, producing quality products on time and on budget, with intention to detail and definite closure. In the broader sense, it means conducting work in a way that does not bring any grief to oneself or to other beings. Mindfulness or conscience is having a moral sense of what is right or wrong, good or bad. Briefly, one constantly cultivates right wisdom through reflection, study and mental development or meditation. Pure conduct is not involved with corruption, cheating or power abuse. Pure conduct also refers to the right practice based on accuracy, appropriateness, purity or transparency, and justice. Careful consideration before action is collecting, analyzing information carefully from correct, reliable, perfect, and relevant sources before taking any action through body, speech, and even mind. Moral restraint is observing moral precepts and internal sense fields, indriya. That means that one restrains eyes, ears, nose, tongue, body and mind when coming in contact with forms, sounds, smells, tastes, touch and mental phenomena and restraint. Right livelihood is making a proper living based on sila dhamma, such as observing moral precepts and avoiding apayamukha, such as drugs, liquor, gambling, or bad company. Non-heedlessness is avoiding carelessness in daily behavior by being deluded and overpowered by gain or money, rank or dignity, praise and worldly happiness. As a result, one ignores to cultivate good conduct or sila dhamma. Briefly, those who abandon immoral behaviors and mindfully develop moral behaviors are able to lead their lives to prosperity and peaceful happiness as honorable men without any doubt.
Venerable Sir, you've given us one of the most profound teachings today. Some people overlook and downplay the law of karma, not caring that at the end of the day, they will surely receive the results of their actions. We've now reached the end of this portion of our Sunday Dharma talk. But before we move on, I would like to invite all of our listeners to participate in our Gratin ceremony today at Wat Luangpho Sot, starting at 9. Now could you please give our listeners your blessings?
May you all receive the blessings of Lord Buddha's blessing to have a happy life, free from animosity, free from hate, free from ill health. And may you all look towards the teachings of Lord Buddha to find for yourself lasting peace and supreme happiness. Sabbe Buddha Nupavena, Sabbe Dhamma Nupavena, Sabbe Sangha Nupavena, Sada Soti Pavantu Te.
Sathu.
Let us begin by requesting the five precepts.
Mayang Pante Visung Visung Ratanakaya Disaranena Saha Pancha Sila Niya Jama Tuttiyampi Mayang Pante Visung Visung Ratanakaya Disaranena Saha Pancha Sila Niya Jama Tatiyampi Mayang Pante Visung Visung Ratanakaya Disaranena Saha Pancha Sila Niya Jama
Namo Tatsa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhatsa Namo Tatsa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhatsa Namo Tatsa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhatsa
Namo Tatsa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhatsa Namo Tatsa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhatsa Namo Tatsa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhatsa
Buddhang Saranang Gacchami
Buddhang Saranang Gacchami
Dhammang Saranang Gacchami
Dhammang Saranang Gacchami
Sanghang Saranang Gacchami
Sanghang Saranang Gacchami
Tutiyampi Buddhang Saranang Gacchami
Tutiyampi Buddhang Saranang Gacchami
Tutiyampi Dhammang Saranang Gacchami
Tutiyampi Dhammang Saranang Gacchami
Tutiyampi Sanghang Saranang Gacchami
Tutiyampi Sanghang Saranang Gacchami
Tatiyampi Buddhang Saranang Gacchami
Tatiyampi Buddhang Saranang Gacchami
Tatiyampi Dhammang Saranang Gacchami
Tatiyampi Dhammang Saranang Gacchami
Tatiyampi Sanghang Saranang Gacchami
Tatiyampi Sanghang Saranang Gacchami
Panatipata Veeramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami
Panatipata Veeramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami I undertake the precept to refrain from destroying living creatures.
Atinatana Veeramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami
Atinatana Veeramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami I undertake the precept to refrain from taking that which is not given.
Kamesu Michachara Veeramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami
Kamesu Michachara Veeramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami I undertake the precept to refrain from unlawful sexual activity.
Musavata Veeramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami
Musavata Veeramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami I undertake the precept to refrain from incorrect speech.
Sura Meraya Machapamatatana Veeramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami
Sura Meraya Machapamatatana Veeramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami I undertake the precept to refrain from intoxicating drinks and drugs which leads to carelessness.
Imani pancha sikkhapadani silena sukhating yanti
sathu
silena bhogasampada
sathu
silena nipputing yanti tatsama silang visothaye
sathu
prostrate three times to the Buddha statue if available. Now we begin meditation. We sit upright in a regular meditation posture, cross-legged, as seen in some Buddha images, with the right leg resting upon the left, the right hand rests on the left, palm turned upwards, with the right index finger just touching the left thumb. The body is straight, and the mind is fully alert. Take a deep breath and relax. the body until you feel comfortable. Close your eyelids lightly. Do not press them. We use two aids, a mantra, Samma Arahant, and an object of visualization, a bright, clear, luminous sphere called the Aloka Kasinya, or light object. Using these aids, we draw the mind inward to the center of the body, and the mind components of vision, memory, thought, and awareness come together into oneness. Imagine a bright, clear, luminous sphere located at the center of the body, 2 inches or 5 centimeters above the navel. Raise your mind inside the sphere and repeat Samma Arahant, Samma Arahant, Samma Arahant continually and mindfully. Look for the pinpoint of the bright light at the center of the center. Focus your mind there. Stop still. When the mind stops peacefully, still at the center of the center expands itself and becomes a new sphere. Place your mind gently inside the new sphere. Look for the pinpoint of the bright light at the center of the center. Place your mind there. Stop still. Eventually, a bright clear sphere will arise. This is the Dhamma sphere. Do not be overjoyed. Keep your mind calm in equanimity. Hold the mind still and stop repeating Samma Arahant. Just concentrate at the center of the Dhamma sphere. This is your own nucleus which gives rise to this body and this mind. You choose experience greatest happiness you have ever known, not happiness based on an external object, but happiness arising from within due to being fully pure from the 5 hindrances. Continue meditating as before by stopping still at the center of the center of the Dhamma sphere. When the concentration is just right, sphere after sphere pops up by itself from the center, each one inside the previous one. The spheres of sila or moral behavior, samadhi or concentration, panya or wisdom, vimutti or transcendence, and vimutti jan tasana or insight, appear one after the next. Enter each sphere successively and focus your mind still at the pinpoint of bright light or hollow spot at the center. When the mind stops still, a new sphere emerges. When you reach the inside sphere, you continue in the same way, stopping still at the center. Again, the center expands itself, but this time, instead of a new sphere, you see your own refined human body, sitting cross-legged in meditation position, facing the same direction as you are facing. Don't be startled. Just keep observing. It looks very much like yourself. It has your own face, but it is brighter, purer, and more radiant. It may even be crystal clear. Take your time to make the body and its pedestal bright and clear. When you feel comfortable with the refined human body, place your mind gently inside the refined human body. Expand to feel the whole body. Feel the body from the inside. Feel the arms, feel the legs, feel the head, feel the toes. Say to yourself, I am the refined human body. I have become the refined human body. I have the refined human mentality. When you feel comfortable inside the refined human body, place your mind gently inside the sphere at the center of the refined human body. Focus on the pinpoint of the bright light at the center of the center. The center expands itself, and you see your celestial body. For those who reach this state of mind, go on with the same procedure. As larger and larger, more and more radiant, bodies appear, become each more refined body, one by one, until you reach Dhammakaya. Dhammakaya looks like a transparent Buddha statue, very radiant, very pure. The Buddha statue sitting cross-legged is about 9 meters in height and width. Become Dhammakaya fully, right way, And now let us share all of the merits that we have made in this meditation and previously, together with all of our loving kindness, with all beings everywhere throughout the universe. We share with our parents, our grandparents, our family, our teachers and our friends. We share with our king and our queen and the whole royal family. May Lord Buddha bless all of us to lead a peacefully happy life, free from suffering, free from problems, and free from enmity. And may this meditation help to bring us closer to transcendence and nirvana. And now we come slowly out of meditation and open the eyes.
Thank you very much, Prat Teb Yadamongkon. We reverently appreciate your superb meditation instruction.
May Lord Buddha bless all of you. We would like to invite you all to join us for meditation at Wat Luang Phosphat any Sunday. Our bus leaves from Watsakit, the Golden Mount Temple, at 7 o'clock every Sunday morning. I lead morning chanting and meditation for all, beginning at 9:30. Please come join us. For details, please see our English website at www.meditationpark.org and www.dhammacenter.org or our Thai website at dhammakaya.org.
Sunday Tama Talk.